USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as a powerful earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, triggering a 5-foot-tall tsunami that government officials say has swept away homes in at least two cities and left hundreds of families missing. Telecommunications are down in the region, and damage estimates have not yet been released. To Capitol Hill, where the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting again on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now I move, as I said I was going to do, that we set the vote to report out Judge Kavanaugh's nomination at 1:30 p.m. today.
That's the Republican Chairman Chuck Grassley referring to 1:30 Eastern time for the vote. Democrats oppose it, saying there should be more investigation into sexual misconduct allegations against the nominee. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
In Gastonia, North Carolina.
I'm Rob Helton, Chief of Police, and I'm heartbroken.
That's the police chief at a news conference where it was announced that the body of a little boy had been found in a creek in Gastonia, and it's believed to be that of a boy they'd been searching for nearly a week. Here's an FBI agent, Jason Kaplan.
We believe that we have found Maddox, and I think it's reasonable to say that it's him, but some time will pass before we'll be able to say that definitively.
6-year-old Maddox Rich was autistic and nonverbal. He apparently got lost after running ahead of his dad while playing in a park last Saturday. The search continuing today for a skydiver in Maine who disappeared during a jump. Reports are the skydiving instructor was last seen yesterday afternoon during a tandem jump with a student, but the student landed safely. The instructor nowhere to be found. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Passengers aboard a Papua New Guinea flight have quite a story to tell. The plane landing in a lagoon early today. There were 47 people aboard the flight that landed short of an airport runway. Crews quickly helped them to safety. There were no serious injuries or fatalities reported. Murphy Brown is back. The iconic 90s sitcom about a TV news journalist has been given a reboot and premiered last night on CBS with much of the original cast. Now, a running gag on the original sitcom was the revolving door position of Murphy Brown's secretary. It was someone new just about every week. Last night, her secretary was none other than... Well, let's see if you can figure it out.
I also assume you've had previous secretarial experience?
Absolutely. For 4 years, I was the secretary. I was the secretary of a very large organization.
And you're right if you guessed Hillary Clinton. It looks like it will be another windy and dry day in western Wyoming where a massive wildfire is still raging. The Roosevelt Fire scorching over 50,000 acres south of Jackson and about 35% contained. And Tiger Woods is hoping Sunday's win carries over into the Ryder Cup. He and Team USA opening the tourney against Europe this morning in Paris, France. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.